From the Sky News Centre at 7, unions have called the government's decision to increase university fees in England economically and morally wrong. The Education Secretary, Bridget Phillipson, announced they'll increase by around £300 per academic year from April. They've been capped at £9,250 for the past 8 years. But Chief Executive of Universities UK, Vivian Stern, says the hike is needed.
You can't allow the real value of the undergraduate fee or maintenance loans just to erode year after year after year and expect to still have a higher education sector which is outstanding by international standards and for students to get what they deserve.
The daughters of a British couple who died during flash floods in Spain claimed they'd have heeded warnings if appropriate alerts were sent out. Don and Terry Turner were discovered in their car in Valencia after going out on an errand. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have just hours left to convince Americans to vote for them in tomorrow's election. Mr. Trump's making stops in Michigan and North Carolina, while the vice president's sticking to Pennsylvania. Tory leadership runner-up Robert Jenrick's been appointed Shadow Justice Secretary. He'll take up the role in his former rival Kemi Badenoch's senior team. The Prince of Wales is in South Africa ahead of his Earthshot Award ceremony this week. The Eco Prize, which is worth £1 million, will be handed out in grants to five groups for climate change ideas. Robert Irwin, the son of Australian conservationist Steve Irwin, is an ambassador for the initiative.
It's really impressive and really encouraging to see that someone who obviously has such a great platform and a great influence is utilising that for positive change and to really make real, tangible steps in the right direction.
And a dog's been reunited with its owners 8 years after being taken from her home in Surrey. The Cocker Spaniel called Daisy was stolen from a garden kennels in Mull Valley in 2016. Police were able to find her after someone tried to update her microchip details. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A judge has told an ex-PC convicted of child sex abuse that he poses a high risk to children. John Stringer was jailed for 10 years for assaulting a young girl who suffered severe psychological harm. Newport Crown Court heard the former Gwent officer had made odious and cynical attempts to convince a jury he was innocent. He's been banned from policing. A former Welsh MP has quit Labour. Beth Winter was not chosen as an election candidate after her Cunnan Valley seat was scrapped amid boundary changes. She's now accused the party of pursuing an authoritarian political agenda. Locally, active travel routes have been given an upgrade in the east of Barry. Fell Council says it's aiming to get more people walking or cycling in the area. So far, work has been carried out on pedestrian access around Palmerston and Caddickston primary schools, as well as St. Richard Gwynne Catholic High. Access to local shops will be improved by Christmas. Trains are back up and running on the Penarth line tonight. Services were suspended for more than a week because of engineering work on the South Wales Metro, but Transport for Wales says late-night services from Cardiff to Barry Island and Penarth will be hit by further disruption next week. An annual Welsh song contest broke broadcasting rules over voting. Ofcom has ruled this year's Canny Gymru show on S4C materially misled viewers when it was hit by technical problems. The Welsh language broadcaster said it accepted the findings, but insists the final results of the competition still stands. In sports, Gwenllian Pearce and Callis Cox have both undergone surgery following the WXV tournament. The injured Wales pair are expected to recover in time for next year's Women's Six Nations. It comes after the WRU apologised for how it handled contract negotiations with the squad amid fresh allegations of sexism.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And it's me, Mike Fowler, with your Monday night sports show, taking a look at the action that happened around the Vale. So what are we going to be looking at tonight? We're going to be having a look at the local football action that took place around the Vale. We're going to be having a look at the playoffs for the European Championships that took place on Tuesday in Cardiff. And we're going to be giving you the review of the rugby action that took place in the Vale. And in case anyone wasn't excited enough about all that, we've got the Autumn Internationals coming up this week. So personally, myself, I'm in international rugby mode at the moment. So I'm getting quite excited about them kicking off. And we're also going to be doing our new feature, the Guess the Player. And this person had four spells for Newport County. In all spells, they scored 10 goals in 110 appearances. They also scored 12 goals in 12 games for Barry Town, and they also played for the likes of Wigan, Blackpool and Huddersfield. So if you think you know who that player is, get in touch on the social medias and we'll find out later in the show. And also, if you'd like to get in touch with the show, just get in touch using either the social medias or sport@broradio.fm, and I could be talking about your team, your sport, or even talking to you here at Bro Radio.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Oh, hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by. My mind. Well, I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. Oh, yeah.
This is Monday Night Sport here at Brew Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So over the weekend, Barry Town United were in action, and Barry Town United saw their winning run to the Cymru Premier ended with a 4-1 defeat to the New Saints. Steve Jenkins' men, who have been in the ascendancy of late, have also reached the semi-final of the Nathaniel MG Cup. But even with the UEFA Conference League duties to factor into the fixture list, the reigning champions proved too strong at Jenner Park. A lunchtime kickoff prompted by a sold-out bonfire night display saw just one change from the side that won at Flint last Saturday, with Ryan Kavanagh coming in for the absent Keenan Patton. Both sides shared the early chances. Sam Safe managed to dispose Connor Roberts in the net after Ollie Hulbert's free kick, only to blast his follow-up shot over the bar. A good passage of team play allowed Snaith to find captain Evan Press, whose low effort was denied by TNS keeper. But the visitors soon went ahead after 29 minutes, with Danny Davis drilling home from the edge of the penalty box past keeper Luke Rees. Just 2 minutes later, Craig Harrison's side, which were already two goals to the good after Ashley Baker beat scramble from Leo Smith's corner to rifle into the roof of the net. Rees did go on to deny Declan McManus and Ben Clark in quick succession, while spectacular overhead kick from Snaith was kept out by Roberts at the other end. But Snaith produced the response Barry needed on 35 minutes, when another corner, the loose ball was bundled in at close range. Yet TNS reopened their two-goal lead in stoppage time with a header from McManus just inside the penalty area. After the break, Rees prevented Leo King from adding a fourth from close range, while Press's cross to Hulbert at the back post was narrowly headed wide as Barry pressed for a way back. But against the run of play, the Saints killed the game off in 65 minutes as Leo Smith's long-range effort rebounded off the crossbar and into the net. Barry remained fifth in the table and 2 points clear of the top six after Carnarvon capitulated to leaders Penobond, whose 5-1 win leaves them 4 points cleared of TNS. Next up for Barry is the visit of Coniski Nomads to Jenner Park next Saturday, back at the usual time of 2:30 p.m. And Barry Town United's unbeaten run ended with a 3-0 defeat in the Adram Premier League against leaders Cardiff City. Captain Lauren Harris scored an early own goal as Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side slipped to their first defeat in 6 league outings. A tough first half for the visitors at Leckwith saw Michaela Cook's dangerous cross deflected off Harris at the far post to put the Bluebirds ahead after 5 minutes. City doubled their lead of their own accord just 3 minutes later when Fiona Barry broke clear down the wing before her cross was poached by Eliza Colley past Barry keeper Molly Arnson. Cardiff forward Barry pressed hard to get on the score sheet and finally got a chance when she rifled in Kerry Walklett's through ball after 41 minutes. The Bluebirds continued to grind out most of the chances in the second half, but Barry produced a much improved performance, with Arnson in particular doing well to deny the likes of Eliza Colley and Lisa Owen. Ellie Gunny came closest for the visitors, but her effort was saved at ease by Cardiff keeper Chamberlain. Barry slipped to fifth in the table as the league leaders take a 3-week break from cup competitions now. Starting next Saturday is the Adran Trophy clash against Flint Town United at Jenner Park. And in the cup, Barry Town United will face either the New Saints or Ballytown in the semi-final of the Nathaniel MG Cup. So Steve Jenkins' men reached the last four after beating the Cymru Premier leaders Penobont. They'd assured a home tie at Jenner Park, but Barry will have to wait a little longer before learning the opponents due to the cup holders' busy schedule. The winners will face either wildcard entry Cardiff City under-21s or the Cymru Premier strugglers Aberystwyth in the showpiece in the new year. Four-time winners Barry last won the cup in the 1999-2000 season when they thrashed Bangor City 6-0 in the final. Their last appearance came in 2017 when they lost 4-0 to the New Saints, who have won the competition 10 times. And the semi-final is going to be played on the weekend of the 29th of November to Sunday the 1st of December. So that will be a date for your diary. Coming up next, we're going to be reviewing the rest of the football action from the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Vale of Glamorgan Council's corporate plan sets out our vision for strong communities with a bright future. To help us achieve this, we've set five key objectives. These include creating great places to live, work and visit, and respecting and celebrating the environment. And we'd love your feedback. You can have your say right now in our online consultation, which runs through until the 8th of December. So visit valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/corporateplan.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
This is Monday Night Sport here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So the rest of the selected action from around the Vale with the football. We start with Llantwit Major, who extend their unbeaten run in the Cymru South to 9 games after beating Avonlea 2-0. Ben State's side are up to 4th in the table following back-to-back victories, with 4 points separating them from leaders Tritomas Bluebirds as the midway point of the league season nears. An even-handed first half saw both sides enjoy spells in the ascendancy without creating too many chances. Lido, who are bottom of the league with just 1 win so far, pushed hard to break the deadlock until the 66th minute, when Tom Lico's cross was met by Matty Kimmins, who struck past keeper Ben Haynes for his 4th league goal of the season. Another prolific scorer doubled the advantage just 6 minutes later. Tom Tweedy stepped up to coolly convert a penalty for his 5th of the league campaign. Jack Lansdowne went on to retain his clean sheet as the hosts rode out the closing stages to clinch another 3 points. Llantwit make the short trip to face another struggling side, Tafs Wells, on Friday night. And Caerdydd beat Baglan Dragons 2-1 on Friday. All the goals come in the second half. Brendan Griffiths scored with 5 minutes to go. Tom Randall got one back for the visitors, but this wasn't enough. In stoppage time, Oliver Redhead restored Caerdydd's lead. Caerdydd are now 13th in the league. Next up's a Friday night trip to Ammanford. And Ely Rangers lost 2-0 away to Pencoed. Declan House scoring first and Thomas Powell getting the second. Pencoed's Keegan Alexander Rees saw red, along with Adam Caswell also seeing red, but Caswell was seeing red for 2 yellow cards. Next up for Rangers is back at home to Tonrevel. And on Saturday, Dinas Powys were 4-3 winners against Cardiff Bay Warriors in this 7-goal thriller. A goal apiece in the first half, but James Margot's goal, followed by Ryan Garland's penalty, put the hosts in front. Yusuf pulled one back for the away team, but Jack Harold restored Dinas' advantage. Adem got a third for the away team with 7 minutes to go, but Dinas held out. Dinas now sit 5th in their league, and up next they've got a game against St. Joe's. And have you worked out who the mystery player is this week? So this player played 4 times for Newport County, and in the 4 spells he had 110 appearances and 10 goals, had 12 appearances and 12 goals for Barry Town, and he also played for the likes of Wigan, Blackpool and Huddersfield. Do you think you know? Let us know on the social media, and you'll find out later in the show if you're correct. And we're going to have a review of the Wells football game that took place on Tuesday as well later in the show.
Tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved. Love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. idea, and I want it for your ear. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So Wales kept their dreams of qualifying for a major tournament for the first time on track with a dramatic 2-0 extra time victory over Slovakia at the Cardiff City Stadium. Kerry Holland's late goal, given after a lengthy VAR check after Kayleigh Barton rattled the post, saw Wales complete the comeback after they had at one stage trailed the tie 2-0 in the first leg. Wales restored parity on 38 minutes in the return leg as Jess Fishlock chipped the ball home expertly after Anhara James' deft pass split the resolute Slovakian defence. Fionn Morgan missed two golden chances to put Wales ahead, and Fishlock saw two goals disallowed as the hosts pushed for a winner, but the tie could not be settled in 90 minutes. Extra time drifted by and the opportunities few and far between, and it was Holland who settled matters as she slotted home after Barton beat the Slovakian offside trap and rattled the post. Wales can now look forward to a playoff against Republic of Ireland, who were winners over Georgia, after a night where they were once again inspired by Fishlock. And the next playoff game, the first leg, is the 29th of November at home, and the away leg is the 3rd of December. So good luck there. Hoping this team can make history and qualify for the first time for Wales there.
Go right. This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
At Zoomies, we make things easier for pet owners. Our fully licensed pet transport service takes pets to the vets, pets to the groomers, pets to new homes, and even on their final journey. Zoomies cover all corners of the Vale, so let our chauffeur transport your pet. You can even hop in for the ride. Zoomies. Arrange an appointment with our vet nurse and pick up some naturally perfect pet treats and chews at our shop in Porthcurry Park. And book pet transport now at Zoomies. That's zoom-eze.com.
Are you the parent of a 3 or 4 year old? You could be claiming up to 30 hours of childcare and early education per week. The Childcare Offer for Wales is here to help you, whether you want to return to work, increase your hours, or do that course you've always been thinking about. Don't let childcare costs hold you back. You're there to support your child. We're here to support you. Simply visit gov.wales/childcare offer for Wales and get help today.
At IB Building and Plastering, we're constructing dreams one brick at a time. If you need more space for a growing family, we're experts at extensions and renovations. With over 30 years' experience when it comes to quality workmanship and punctuality, we nail it. Every time, wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, IB Building and Plastering get the job done. And our exceptional plastering skills mean you always get the perfect finish. For a quick chat or quote, call Ian Blackwell Building and Plastering. You'll find all the details on Facebook.
At Case UK, we're all about providing mental health and wellbeing support that shines through. And we're proud to have opened our new Case Cafe at the YMCA. We are here Monday through Saturday, serving up our delicious own blend of fair trade coffee and a tasty menu catering for all dietary needs. We've a pretty good kids menu too. Case Cafe is run by some fab local people from Barry, and we offer fully funded support for mental or physical health. Just in case. Case Cafe. You'll find us at the YMCA on Court Road or see ymcabarry.org.uk.
The ASA regulates UK ads across all media, including radio, to make sure they stick to the rules. You should be able to trust the ads you hear, whether you love them or hate them. So we're by your side and keeping our ears open because... every little helps. The ASA. Keeping ads legal, decent, honest, and truthful. Oh, yes.
From Sully to St. Hilary.
The Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong, and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention, or did I not give enough affection? Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I'll know never to make the same mistake again. You can tell me to my face, or even on the phone. You can write it in a letter. Either way, I have to know. Did I never treat you right? Did I always start the fight? Either way, I'm going out of my mind. All the answers to my questions I have to find.
My head's spinning. Boy, I'm in a daze. I feel isolated. Don't wanna commute. I'll take a shower, I will scour, I will roam. Find peace of mind, the happy mind I once owned, yeah.
Text and vocabulary runs right through me. The alphabet runs right from A to Z. Conversations, hesitations in my mind. You got my conscience asking questions that I can't find. I'm sure I ain't done nothing wrong, no. I'm just waiting, 'cause I heard that this feeling won't last that long.
Never, ever, ever, ever felt so low. When you gonna take me out of this black hole?
This is Monday Night Sport here at Bro Radio. So we're going to change sports now and we're going to be looking at rugby. And Barry made it back-to-back victories in the Admiral League by beating Porth Harlequins at 30-17. A hat-trick of tries by Victor Cohodens helped the Bombers move up to Division 1 East Central table, with his third clinching a vital and valuable bonus point at the Welfare Ground on Saturday. "He was a man of the match," said head coach Mike Morgan. "Two tries he really had to work hard for. Wingers tries, especially the last one, which secured the bonus point. He had a lot of work to do. Good awareness, fantastic footwork, and it was just a race to the line where he proved his speed." Morgan stressed the emphasis on the Bombers getting 5-point wins and denying their opponents any bonus points. "Focusing on these points helped us make better decisions during the game. What was massively important was that we had 5 points and Porth zero. He felt the margin of victory could have been much greater. It's outstanding to go away and get a bonus point win, but we left a lot out there. We're playing very well, but made some errors at crucial moments. And it's good to come away thinking we could have done better. I told the players it's back to work Tuesday, as we have things to work on." Alan Evans scored Barry's other try, and Alad Rees converting twice and landing 2 penalties. The 10-team division appears to be splitting into two, with the top five moving away. "It looks like the bottom half is up for grabs," said Morgan. "And there's no reason why, if we really focus, we couldn't be heading for mid-table if we get a few more wins under our belt." On Saturday, Barry travelled to Abercumboy, who are level on points with the Bombers and have also won twice in the league. "It's a match that will be crucial for both sides. Morgan expects it to be tough." Meanwhile, Barry have withdrawn their second team from the WRU Athletic Conference and they'll be arranging friendly fixtures through the season. As senior squad numbers are increasing, these matches will provide an opportunity for more players to get vital game time and also give some of the older youth players an opportunity to experience senior rugby. Elsewhere, Penarth continue their good form in Division 1 East Central after winning 50-33 at Llanharan. The Bears add up to third in the table, just 3 points off league leader St Joseph's with 5 wins in their opening 6 games. Cowbridge, who have a similar record, won 41-20 at home to keep up the pressure on Division 2 leaders Caerphilly. But in Division 3, Llantwit Major slipped to a 41-25 defeat against pace setters Watstown. And in Division 4, Dinas Powys, who lie second, went down 36-28 at home to Ferndale. It was a mixed weekend for Old Penarthians. The men's first team went down 31-12 at Ogmore Vale in Division 5, but the women ran out convincing 34-5 winners at Porthcawl in the WRU Championships. So some good results and some maybe not so good results there for our Vale teams. But we've also got the Autumn Internationals coming up and the excitement's going to be building for that. All that's still to come.
Lowest
This is Monday Night Sport here at Pro Radio. So we're going to take a quick preview of the Autumn Internationals that will be coming up here in the next few weeks. So Wales are kick off their Autumn Internationals on Sunday. And just be mindful of the times of these games because they're not the usual days and times. So their first game for Wales is Sunday the 10th of November, and that's against Fiji, and that's a 1:40 kickoff, so that's 20-2. And then on the 17th of November, and that's another Sunday, they're taking on Australia, and that's a 4:10 kickoff. And on Saturday the 23rd of November, it's the third game, and that's going to be against South Africa, and that's at 5:40, so that's a 20-6 kickoff. So we'll be bringing you the results from the Autumn Internationals here at Bro Radio, especially on the sports show. But just if you are going to be watching any of them games, just be mindful of the times because I know they might throw a few people out. And we're just also hoping to have a good performance for the Autumn Internationals, and we're hoping we can get a couple of wins on the board. And it's been a little bit sort of negative with the Welsh team over the last few months, but always when you get a couple of days out from the international games, you always have that bit of excitement, a bit of hope. I think personally for me it's a bit like Christmas coming early. Always love the Autumn Internationals. It's always great if you can get to the stadium, you can go and watch a game, but you always know that your Autumn Internationals, and then you'd be getting into sort of the proper Christmas period after that. And we're hoping we can get a couple of presents with a couple of wins on the board for Wales there. So there, that's what's exciting, and that's what's coming up to look forward to. But I know what most of you are waiting for. You're waiting for me to tell you the name of the mystery player this week. And I'll just recap there. So this mystery player, he had four different spells for Newport County where he made 110 appearances and he scored 10 goals. He played 12 times and scored 12 goals for Barrytown. And he also played for the likes of Wigan, Blackpool and Huddersfield. Now, did you get it? It was Michael Flynn. And I just want to say that I did see on social media a few people did get the correct person last week as well, so good effort there. And I'll be bringing you these throughout the show, so keep an eye out on social media because I'll put them out and see if you can guess who they are before I announce it on the show. But remember, they're just for fun, just to test your knowledge of people who have played football or any sport and have got any link to the Vale. And remember, if you want me to be talking about your team, your club, your sport, or even if you want to come in and talk about your fantastic sport or volunteers behind your club, then just get in touch with me here at sport@broradio.fm. I'd love to hear what you're doing and what's happening with your sport during these slightly colder months. Are you still getting out there and still getting around the pitch and running around or on the fields and still playing sports? So get in touch with me and we can have a chat about the sports that you're so passionate about and you love so much. Up next year on Bro is the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
What's in the box?
This morning, Stephen answered the phone as we kicked off week 8 of What's in the Box.
A pair of slippers.
Okay.
I reckon.
And what made you think a pair of slippers?
I think everyone gets them at Christmas time and birthdays and that. That's what they usually give people, do.
Another great answer, but it's not What's in the Box. Guessing correctly will win you a £100 Love to Shop voucher and now a pair of tickets to Glastonbury Live Tribute Festival 2025.
Your next chance to play What's in the Box is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Register to play at broradio.fm. Bro Radio's What's in the Box.
for a delicious takeaway. You can't get better than Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Tasty chips, quality burgers, loaded southern fried chicken fries, and reel in Friar Tuck's summer holiday family deal. 20 cod bites, chips and a large Coke, perfect for sharing for just $18.99 in store. Friar Tuck delivers to Barry and surrounding areas via Uber. So place your order at friartuckbarry.com or find us behind the old Wilko.
Everyone is welcome at the Llandwit Major More Than Food Hub, and we'd love you to join us on the third Thursday of every month. You'll get to meet community groups and local organisations as they all gather at the CF61 Centre. There's free advice and support. You can meet other residents over a nice cup of tea. And there's the chance to take in some fresh air in the lovely CF61 Gardens. Visit Llandwit Major's More Than Food Hub between 12:30 and 2:30 on the third Thursday each month at the CF61 Centre on Station Road.
Is renewable energy the future for your home? Have you decided to switch to solar? Then talk to Roos Electrical. As well as plenty of free advice, our solar experts will help you choose the right panels, batteries and EV chargers for your home and discuss the cost savings and benefits of energy independence. Discover the latest solar products at Roos Electrical at Atlantic Business Park, Sully, or see rhoose-electrical.co.uk.
Part of your community since 2009.
The Vale's local radio station.
On FM, DAB+, online, mobile and smart speaker. This